Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Video log.
So what have we been up to today?
Today we've taken part in a small fair to do with college students doing A-levels interested in science. They've come to Exeter to see a few shows and presentations and things. How's the monkey?
The monkey's alright, he keeps moving.
Awesome. And we had a little stall and we were doing our sweet DNA that we did at the last fair.
So it's basically this year. William & Mary University, they've got their idea from them, they're okay with us using it.
Yeah.
Just make like a cool little double helix sheet and ask them then about the parts of it, like phosphate groups and all that stuff. And it just gets like the younger kids mainly, easier to get them involved.
And the parents.
And adults. Yeah.
They enjoyed it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of older kids today trying out, they all seem to be really into it.
Yeah.
And the parents seem to really like it because, well, what they said one time, they said that the kids don't like realise that they're learning, they're just having fun with it. So yeah, it's like, you know,
same with our board game, really.
Same with our board game.
Yeah.
We also demonstrated the board game today.
Yeah, we talked to a couple of biology teachers.
Teachers more than anything.
There was like two students, but mostly teachers, and sort of trying to explain to them where we'd use it in a classroom, like what sort of situation. And they all seem to like it. They all seem to think that you could apply it at the start of a lesson and then talk about some cosmology afterwards. It was like a good introduction to it.
They were really keen on knowing how to get hold of it as well. They liked the fact it was open source. So
yeah. Just a bit of advice to like other teams maybe that are finding problems. Because a big like thing with human prices, loads of teams are struggling to find something to do. If you don't know what to do, go to a fair. Like, a fair is such a great place. You just talk to so many different people.
Teachers,
students, they just give you so much ideas. Like, just from today, we got a teacher that gave her contact information, so now we're going to go to their school. Some stage, maybe even next year, get future team involved. So, I mean, that's already great for them.
We got invited to another fair in March.
Yep.
It's quite way, but
that'd be for, like, next team.
Yeah.
And now that was the fun bit of the day, and now we also have like the more the sciencey sort of bit. We have to design our proteins, make sure they're code optimized for E. coli, make sure it all goes together, get the plasmid backbone, and we're actually going to start emailing the like, ordering the bits, aren't we?
Yep, we're going to order the bits soon as we get that done. We'll get
hopefully by the end of the day.
Hopefully by the end of the day.
That'd be great.
Possibly tomorrow. But yeah, it's going to be very exciting.
We also met the gorilla today.
Yep.
We went on a lovely walk around the campus and
it was name Andy.
Absolutely lovely. This is Andy actually, because you can see by the legs. Well, I feel like that's all.
That's really complete.
Yeah.
Any plans for the next few days?
I'm not sure. Maybe
do lots of wiki stuff. There's an art on science coming up.
Design science.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Should be a wiki update.
A wiki update. We've got lots of wiki on the go right now, which is good. We're all on it.
That's it. So yeah, right. Keep you updated.